USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A standoff between police and an armed suspect at a luxury resort in Honolulu, Hawaii, played out for 10 hours before the suspect was found dead early this morning. Authorities say a man fired shots through the door of his room and barricaded himself inside. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police in Southern California say a mother killed her children, ages 6 months to 3 years old, by stabbing them and then carjacked a person to get away.
She did a horrific crime here. She followed it up by another crime north of here, and it's those behaviors that ultimately got her caught.
30-year-old Liliana Carrillo is under arrest. Police found the children dead inside an apartment in the Los Angeles area on Saturday. Police say a man started shooting inside a convenience store in Missouri, killing one person and wounding three others. 28-year-old Christopher Lindley arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and wondered, can I really save that much each month on my health care? The answer is yes, it's true. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. Free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, and it's a community of Christians who share a purpose, praying for each other. You just have to call. You can get a price within 2 minutes. So easy. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Maryland's Democrat-controlled General Assembly has voted to override Republican Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes on three major police reform measures, including a repeal of the state's Police Bill of Rights. Maryland was the first state in the nation to adopt the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights in 1974 and the first to revoke it. The Bill of Rights had set forth procedures for due process and police misconduct investigations. The state began work on the legislation in response to the death of George Floyd. Governor Hogan says he believes the measures would further erode police morale, community relationships, and police confidence. The trial of Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer charged with Floyd's murder last May, is set to resume for a third week on Monday. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Indonesia, where an earthquake has killed 8 people. 3 others were badly injured in Saturday's magnitude 5.9 quake that damaged over 1,100 buildings and flattened houses. Shelters have been set up for the displaced. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Biden administration is sending more vaccine resources to the state of Michigan amid a COVID surge.
Michigan is facing the worst current COVID outbreak in the country, adding nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday in a dramatic rise from just a month ago, when new cases were averaging around 1,000. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the federal government for more vaccines, but is getting more people to administer the shots, as well as more testing capacity and treatment resources. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, and he tells CNN that with the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus quickly spreading, the Biden administration may be holding back some resources it feels it may need to allocate elsewhere if another hotspot flares up.
So the question is Michigan just the tip of the spear and other states are going to follow? And I think that's why the Biden administration may be hesitant about throwing everything now at Michigan, because of the concern is then it'll just have to backpedal and go to the other states.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that people who received the Moderna vaccine reported more side effects than those who got the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. The study was published online in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It found that people aged 65 and older were less likely to experience adverse reactions than those younger. Over 68 million have been fully vaccinated. 114 million have received at least one dose of the vaccine as of April 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.